The Winter Lights Festival takes place on Friday afternoon evening in the square in Santa Rosa, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll be over there broadcasting from 5 to 7, but the whole event goes from 4 to 8, and Janet Rogers is here, and she is the, let me make sure I get your title correct here, the Vice President of Member Services for the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Doesn't it feel great to be outside this morning?
It does. I didn't mind the rain a bit.
Absolutely. And we're not going to mind on Friday night, should that come to pass, whether the showers linger up to that point. And this is an event that goes on rain or shine, right?
Correct. Yeah. Rain or shine. We are prepared for either.
That's right, because Santa, it doesn't stop Santa.
No, it
Any
doesn't.
Any other weather conditions. And Santa will be arriving in the square via fire truck, is it?
That's correct. Santa will be arriving right about 4:30.
4:30, okay. And Santa's going to wander right across the square to the KSRO booth so he can sit down. I can sit on his lap and we can discuss the whole Christmas thing.
Yes, and you can give him your list. What oh, yes. you want for Christmas.
Oh, yes. And plead my case for the nice part.
Right.
Plead my case right to the man himself. And this is, you know, when Winter Lights happened last year, it was such an important occasion for us. We really needed, you know, some kind of a shift into the holidays that was tangible. And Winter Lights provided that last year. And I think it will do the same for us this year as well.
I agree. Yes. Just last year was very special. It was a whole different feeling. And I expect this year will be a little bit of the same, but also just, I think, some healing's gone on in the past year, of course. And
a little more gratitude, maybe.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Certainly feeling for others this year, maybe more so than we were capable of last year. So 4 hours of activity. Talk about some of the events besides Santa that will be happening.
So we have, like Pat said, the event starts right about 4, but prior to 4, right about 10 to 4, we'll have the Sonoma County Taiko Drummers come in.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They're wonderful. We had them last year as well, and it's just a great way to start off our event. And then, of course, we've got our MC again coming back, Dano from Froggy 92.9. Happy to have him. He always has a lot of energy, so glad he's coming. And then we're going to have Christmas carolers, ballet dancers, and then our music this year is the Dylan Black Project.
Fantastic. We love the Dylan Black Project.
They're amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them again. And that's not all.
No, it isn't. And then, of course, the tree lighting, why everyone is there, that's going to happen right around 7:20, 7:40. And prior to the tree lighting, Sutter Hospice has been a sponsor of this event for close to 40 years. And we do a candle remembrance, and we'll light candles and remember folks that are near and dear to our heart. And then we have the tree lighting. And this year we're really excited because we have Sonoma Clean Power is our tree lighting sponsor.
Ah, perfect.
And they have afforded us the opportunity to change out the lights. We have over 2,000 lights. It's just the start of making it a Rockefeller Center light tree. But it's a start. It'll be a start, and so we're really excited about that. So we're debuting that, and so that'll happen all around 7:30.
Now, will the lights be on prior to the tree being lit?
It will not. The lights will not go on until 7:30.
Everything's going on at that point.
Right.
Well, that's going to be quite dramatic.
Right. It will be. But like I said, this is just the start of
the plan for the square.
Right. And it is. And, you know, like I said, we have over 2,000 lights and plan to add more as the years go on. So.
Very nice. I like that idea. Yeah. And any way we can dress up the square is a good thing.
That is correct. Any way we can dress up the squares. And we're working on that. That's a conversation for another day I'd love to talk to you about.
But. Absolutely. I would love to have that conversation with you. And in addition to everything that Janet's talking about, of course, let's face it, Christmas is all about the kids. And I know there'll be a lot of kids' activities during the course of this event, too. That's going to be great. Lots of entertainment for them to watch, obviously. And don't worry about eating dinner before you come, right?
No, we'll have lots of food vendors down there. We also, as Pat mentioned, lots of children's activities. We'll have, besides Santa, this year where Mrs. Claus has decided to come out.
Well, I should hope so. Equity in all things, right?
Right. So she'll be there doing some storytelling next to the Macy's booth. And, you know, we'll have cookie decorating. Of course, you can write a letter to Santa. We'll have face painting. We have jump houses. We also have, you can decorate your own ornaments. So lots of activities for all ages, including beer and wine.
Yeah, beer and wine for the adults
for
among
the adults.
Us. There are a few of those. And lots of food, too.
Right.
Love the idea of lots of food. And, of course, this is also, you know, the kickoff. And let me just say thank you for holding this the day after Thanksgiving every year, because that's the right time to do it.
Right,
you know,
it is.
No earlier than that. But it also is an important juncture in terms of time for the city of Santa Rosa and certainly for downtown merchants.
Right, right. A couple things, and I believe Vice Mayor Rogers was just on speaking about this. The city council has agreed to offer some free parking during the holidays, which is perfect timing. And I believe he went over the details of that, 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, all day, Saturday and Sunday. This is in the garages only. And also what we're launching on Friday is the chamber has put together what we call a holiday passport. And it will have many offers, over 30 offers of different opportunities.
Discounts.
Corks has Bistro 29, El Palomar, Cupcake, many, many. We have these at the chamber. We will have these at the tree lighting. Last year we found lots of businesses picked these up and gave them as gifts and put them in goodie bags.
Yeah, it's a great
for
idea.
The holidays. So either stop by the chamber or come by the information booth at Winter Lights. We have plenty of them to hand out.
Yeah, lots of discounts associated with that. And I think, you know, we all know that we are so much further along than we were a year ago during the Winter Lights celebration in terms of rebuilding and sort of rededicating ourselves to Santa Rosa and all of Sonoma County. And so the economic boost that the holiday season could give downtown Santa Rosa will be an integral part of that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we encourage you to come on Friday and certainly, you know, through the holidays, the downtown, you know, rediscover our downtown and Railroad Square. Railroad Square is also another great location. They're offering free carriage rides starting this weekend.
Nice.
So another great opportunity to bring your family out and have some fun.
Yeah. And Railroad Square is getting hipper by the minute.
It is.
I mean, it was hip already,
but it's
getting hipper by the minute.
I'm jealous. They have a lot of great things down there.
Also, on Friday night, Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi will be there as part of the event, Winter Lights, and it will be one of the last opportunities for him to
make
a public appearance before he steps down from the city council.
That's right. I think the changeover is mid-December.
That's what we're thinking, yeah.
I believe. So the council will vote on our new mayor, and with the new district elections happening, it will just, you know, it'll be very new. It'll be all new to all of us.
Yeah. And I mean, there will never be able to be enough said about the job that Chris Corsi has done over the course of the last 13, 14 months, you know, being smack dab in the middle of everything on a national scale.
Right. The man has been amazing. I didn't know him very well prior, but just getting to know him through this past year and just his calmness and just his thoughtfulness through this whole process has been amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, we see, of course, you know, our thoughts and prayers continue to be for the folks north of us around the campfire. And we talked with Sheriff Honey on the air this morning and, you know, consistently reminded about the importance of those public figures during an experience like that and how well we got to know Mayor Corsi and Sheriff Giordano, who's also stepping down.
Right.
So it's going to be a time of change for us here.
You know, you mentioned too, to the north of us, I was just talking to some city employees yesterday, and it sounds like many of our city employees are up there helping out, right? And our city manager. So help where we can and help them get through this as best they can.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it's a part of it's a delicate dance for some of us because, you know, the first thing we want to do is share our experience and say, oh, here are the very best things to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
And in many cases, you know, on an administrative level, that's working out fantastically. The rest of it that we have to remember is where they are in this moment,
right,
in that crisis.
Right. Respect
so
that,
to
right.
not get ahead of, you know, none of this, it's going to be okay stuff. Because, you know, they're not there yet.
No, they're not there yet. And they're in a little bit different situation than we were in, right?
So keep trying to figure out how you, you know, when there's no home, no town to go back to, what do you do?
I know. And that's what we were just talking about. Where do you start? Do you start with your bank? Do you start with your city hall? Do you start with your chamber? What do you do first?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And the answer is all of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, winter lights, I was there for the first time last year, and it was just such a fun and festive way to bring in the holiday season. I'm thrilled to be back there on Friday night.
And we so appreciate your coming back. We love having you.
Oh, happy to do it. And I can't wait to do that interview with Santa.
I can't wait to see you sit on Santa's lap and do that interview.
Well, I need to plead my case about that nice part of the equation. Well, Janet, thanks so much for being here morning. We will see you, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Friday, 4 to 8 p.m. in the square. Can't wait to see the new lights.
Me either. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to dress up the holidays. That is Janet Rogers. She's the VP of Member Services for the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce.